are receiving communion this morning, one of the things that was coming to mind was kind of an old motif, I guess, that I heard a lot growing up, especially around Christmas, that Jesus, basically what it was, we talked about Jesus being born to die. Has anybody heard that before? And I think there's some truth to that, but it also kind of worries me. Because we get a manger and we get a cross, and it's like the rest of it, like, what was it there for? If it was just born for the purpose of death, it's kind of sobering, kind of depressing almost. I mean, to a certain extent, we all recognize that we are mortal and that we will die from this body someday, but to say, you know, happy birthday, little one. Guess what? It's kind of not a very exciting thing. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens between when Jesus is born and when he dies. And we're going to be receiving communion, so I think it's important for us to acknowledge Jesus' death. But when we read the story of the incarnation, which is really what Christmas is. It's the incarnation of God in the flesh. The way John writes it, we get something very different from death at the center of things. John says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So they already had this living word. And then it says the word gave life to everything that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. I love that. Like, I love the poetry of it. I love the fact that when John uses the language of word, he's not talking about a book that was written in a time and space. He's talking about Jesus, who in some form has always existed and is not one who is all about death, is one who is all about life, giving life and granting life to everyone, and life that can never be extinguished, that light that can never be extinguished. Skips down and talks about him coming, Jesus coming into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. That's something that those of us who are in the church should probably pay attention to, not presuming that that was a past thing, but that we're paying attention, that we don't miss out on Jesus today. It says, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human, became flesh, and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Jesus is this life. Jesus is a life giver. Jesus, we're remembering communion. Jesus came, and a part of the work of God in the world was death, but death was not the end. I think about this because there's so much struggle. Even as we end 2022 and move into 2023, I've gotten, you know, 3 emails in the past 24 hours about people who are saying, hey, we've gotten this diagnosis. Hey, this loved one has passed away. Hey, we're still struggling. We need prayers because we're struggling and it's hard right now. That, sometimes we sit back and we wonder, God, why are you doing this to me? And the great message of Christmas, of the incarnation, is I am not bringing death, I am bringing life. I am a life giver. We move through this death into life. I'm so grateful that we had a chance just to talk and share and say, hey, here's what we're thankful for, because those are the life-giving things that we've had. The Bible tells us every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Every one of those good things we can say thank you to God for without venturing into the place that says, oh yeah, and all of this horrible stuff is from God as well. No, God enters into the darkness to bring light and life. It's not from him. He's pushing it back. I love the Bruce Coburn lyric about kicking at the darkness till it bleeds daylight. That's what Christmas really is about. God is just kicking back the darkness and bringing light into it. That's what Jesus came for. That's who Jesus is. Some wonder, and Brent alluded to this, if Christmas is over, why are we talking about Christmas? First of all, historically, Christmas isn't over. There's 12 days of it, and we aren't going to sing the song, but we're still in Christmas. But the other piece is Christmas, it's about God breaking into the world, and God is doing that every day. If we celebrate Christmas and forget every day that God is breaking in, that the light is come, that Emmanuel, God, is with us, then we've missed out on what Christmas is actually about.